Shalom Avraham, as Hashem, continue with Mishnah Seifim Ois Tes, Shin number 114. The Chavetz Chaim continues and says that Ois Tes, the right side, cannot come down to the base. V'liyeh kofuf harbe, shouldn't be bending down too much. V'haroish hasmoli tiyeh kezayin, and the left side has to be like a zayin. And you have three tagin on top of the left side. Aval harosh hayimini ye'ogul kevav. The right corner of the tes should be rounded, not squared, but rounded like a vav. And the bottom right side, v'gam lamata mitzad hayimini tiyeh agula, should also be rounded. So the top right and the bottom right, both sides should be rounded. Why is this? So he explains kitmunasa. The letter Tes is Kimoi Chof and Zayin. If you take a Chof and you take a Zayin, you combine the two together. You see in picture 11 on page 287, which is already sent out on the WhatsApp. If you take a look over there, you'll notice that it really is a combination of a Chof and Zayin, which really was what forms the letter Tes. Now, what happens if there's no bent part, that the bent part of the Tes does not exist? Is that a problem? So he addresses this and says, if it wasn't bent at all, as you see in picture 12, you have to show it to a child. And after the fact, you'll have to fix it, and it's not called going out of order. Why is it not called going out of order? Because as we had learned, that when the letter, the tsura, the form of the letter is there, it's not called shleik esidjon, it's not called going out of order. Bimloi hoya kof of klal, however, if there was nothing bent at all, if it wasn't bent at all coming down into the cavity of the tes, va'atinuk loy karu lo'ois, and the child does not read it as the correct letter, tsarech inim yeshlo ta'akon betfil mishum shleik esidjon, he says you have to know if it's possible to fix it, because maybe this is a problem with like a sidron. L'maisa, I'm not sure what the problem is of the shayla. If the child cannot define this as a letter tes, so by definition, the tsur is not on it. So if the tsur is not on it, so you cannot go back. It would be called like a sidron. But he says it's sarach ian. Furthermore, you have to be careful that the tes, the right side of the tes, does not touch the left side of the tes. The top should not touch each other. Whether or not you can fix it through scraping away, he says, take a look later on by Ois Shin. In Ois Shin, he does say you can scrape away the two yuds that are touching and fix it. And the basic understanding is because since the Ois is there, the tsura of the Ois, the form of the letter is there, it's not a problem of forming the letter. Now he discusses the top left of the tes is supposed to be like a square, like a zayin. What happens if it's made like a rounded top? It was rounded, but they were tagging. So it wasn't squared, it was rounded, but they were tagging on top of this top left of the tes. He says that b'di'evit, it will still be kosher. L'fima shevi ha-beis yoisev il kamon, according to that which the beis yoisev brings later on, the name of that goyis mamonius, the name of the re'im, the ma'asha amru b'gemara, this that the gemara says, the shanis geit tzrich gimel zaynin, that this, that the letters of shinayin tes nun zayin, got gimel tzad, require the tagin on top, tzrich gimel zaynin, it requires a three tagin that look like a zayin. Haynu loy b'tagin elish lo yase rosheim ogul. He's saying here that, and that's what you see in the pictures, in picture number 15, the arrows are pointing to the three corners. He's saying it has to have three corners, meaning that it should not be rounded. Elamoshoch shi lichia lecho rosh gimul pinim ulikuvahu kenucha beis Yosef. The shayla is if with the tagin, with the corners, it'll be made kosher. Don't bring a proof in the prima godim. So in picture number 16, you have the left side of the test looks like a Vav as opposed to a Zayin. So the Mishnah Sefer says, don't bring a raya from the Prima Godim that it's okay. The Afshe Shaloi Hoya Oiver Mi Beit Sadin Kezayin Al Loya Gula. So he's going back to whole Shaila. Is a Gula, is a rounded left top of a test, is it kosher, is it not kosher? That's what he was discussing here, different opinions. Maybe from Prima Godim you see it could be lenient because it could look like a Vav. However, from the other Rishonim that he brought over here, that it has to have three corners, and therefore it would be problematic. So this is the Shaila Tzorech Ian. Then he goes back to the top of the Mishnah Sefer brings back to the top of the discussion of Ois Tes. He says, Ois Tes, Haroish HaYimini, the right part of the test, Tia Kafuf Me'at, be bent over a little, L'soichav Lo'yeh Kafuf Harbe, shouldn't be bent too much in. Ma'nikro Kafuf Harbe, what's called Kafuf Harbe? If it's Mashim Baruch Shammah, the Sefer Baruch Shammah brings, Im Negeya Bekarka HaTes, if it is touching the karka of the test, if it's touching the inside cavity, the karka, it's called the bottom of the test, that's called, it's bent too much. Let's now continue with Ois Yud. Ois Yud, Shiur Gufo Malei Kulmus Echod V'lo Yoyser Shloitid Mele Reish. So the concern of the Yud is that it should be the thickness of one stroke of the quill, and it shouldn't be wider. It shouldn't be wider because if the gag, the top of the yud, is wider, the concern is that it will look like a resh. V'yichtoi v'yisoi yishar, you should write the yud facing straight. In other words, like this. We discussed the ois aleph, letter aleph, and we said the top yud of the aleph should be slanted facing upward. However, the yud itself should be straight. It should not be facing upward. V'gam t'yel l'maylo agula, the top right of the yud should be rounded, should not be squared, but rather should be rounded. V'yaselo regel mitzad yamin, and the bottom right leg should be slanted a little towards the left side. The bottom right leg should be a little slanted towards the left side. V'yaharegel kotzer, it should be a small left, the leg of the yud should be small. Because the concern here is that if you make the leg too long, then what's going to happen is it's going to look like a vav. And then it will be puzzle. If a child reads it to look like a vav, this will be puzzle. And this is exactly the shaila that I personally had, or that I've mentioned numerous times, where the cipher asked me to bring over one of my children, and the shaila was it a vav or was it a yud? Because of the longer question, maybe the yud, the leg, was too long, or maybe the vav was too short. Now, very important points, literally points, of the yud. We just mentioned that the right side has a regel, has a small leg. The top left of the yud has a tag. The top left has a tag, a small point coming up, and the bottom left has an oikitz, has a stem coming down. And we said that according to Rabbeinu Tam, this oikitz is likuva. So that's why if you don't make it, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's possible. So lechatchila, we try to make sure, to fulfill the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, to make sure that oikitz is there as well. Now it's important that the left oikitz, the left stem, is not too long. Why is that? Because if the left leg is too long, it won't look like an oikitz, it'll look like a leg. V'meherich ha'oikitz ad sheshav lemata leregel ha'yimini v'niris keches k'tano, it would look like a small ches, is going to be possible. Now, even though you'll tell me that that's not the way you write a ches in Stam, in Sefer Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos, nonetheless, it does look like a ches. And it doesn't help to scrape it away, because then you're forming the letter Yud by chatoiches, by scraping away. And you cannot form a letter by scraping away, but rather by writing, by ksiva. So what do you have to do? Rather, you have to scrape away the whole entire left side, including the oikets that you wanted to leave, and then rewrite the oikets, and then you wrote the letter as opposed to scraping away the letter. Some say, v'yesh mishikosa av deledas ri alexandri, the kaimulun kavasim, we hold like the ri alexandri. You mean you have to scrape away the right leg as well, not just the left leg when they made it too long. and you rewrite both the right leg and the oikets, the left stem as well. Now, so we just finished discussing not to make the stem, the oikets, too long, because if you do, it looks like a ches. Now, there's another issue. If you make the tag too tall, too long, that yud now looks like what? That yud, look at picture number 11, will look like a lamed. So now your yud, instead of being looking like a yud, it looks like a lamed because you made the tag on top. So he says like this, v'sevet teira, shenimtsu la, nimtsu ba yudin ketsuas lamed, ketana psula. If you have a sevet teira that has a yud that looks like a lamed, is possible. V'sevet teira, shenimtsu ba yudin ketsuas lamed, ketana psula. V'tzarech ligrar kol ha'oise, describe the whole entire letter. V'lach l'chtoiv yud v'yichadosh, and rewrite it. The blav hachi have a chaktoicha is because scraping away to form the top of the lamed to make it look like a, scrape that away to look like a yud is possible because that's chaktoicha is. But rather you have to, by sevet toyah, you could erase the whole entire letter and rewrite the whole entire letter. Now what happens if a person made a mistake and wrote Hashem's name? Instead of writing yud ke vav ke, he wrote something that looks like a lamed ke vav ke. But the biyodin shall shame tzarich lasalik kol hayiria. He had to remove the whole entire klaf. Ach im hayod nire mamish kalam. However, if it really looks like a lamed, let's say you have a child and the child says, oh, that's a lamed. So if a mamish looks like a lamed, so you didn't write Hashem's name. So if you didn't write Hashem's name, so then by the Sefer Torah, you can go back and you can fix it. You can fix that yod, which looks like a lamed, scrape it away, and then rewrite it. He says further, my yud shall shame, if the yud of Hashem's name near a mamish kilamid, le'en kol, if everyone will agree that the yud looks like a lamed, azay yochel ligror afilu b'shem, so he says in this case, you are permitted to scrape it away, even the shem Hashem, ba'ivin shlo yishar rak guf hanakuda. So you scrape away the right leg, you scrape away the tag on the top left, and you scrape away the oikets on the bottom left. V'achakach yosef olav milamaylo mata. Then afterwards, you form the letter correctly with the proper right leg, left oikets, and top tag as well. Okay, initially zar me'oid, to be very careful. And that which the Sefer Baruch Shama writes, the yaseh ha'koitzas, you should make the koitzos, the stems, make them small. The dakim, make them thin. Shlo yikalkel hayud, that yud should not get messed up. Why? Ki ha'oikets ha'smali, lo yeh rak kime nekuda, because the left leg should only be like a nekuda, like a dot, or maybe a drop more, coming from the yud. K'nmuchach b'sefer ha'tshuma from one of the Rishonim. Ki im yeh tag-goldel, le-mailo, because if you have, like we said earlier, a long tag, it's going to look like a small lamed, and it'll be a problem of apostle, as well as if you extend the left leg too much, like we said earlier, it can look like a ches. He concludes over here, and says, v'av nesenu harabim, yesh me'asayim she'enim nisarim b'zeklau. He says that, unfortunately, many seifrim are not careful with the tsura, the correct tsura of the yud, I my sifin, or they either add parts that shouldn't be there, or they take away parts that do belong there. Shenem oisim klal oikets l'tzad smali. They don't make it like with the oikets on the left side. And according to majority of paiskim, the emes rei of paiskim paskul, they pass like Rabbeinu Tam. The oikets smali is ma'akev k'may regel yumini. That the oikets smiley is ma'akev, is going to prevent it from being kosher, just like the right leg will also prevent it from being kosher. Therefore, he says that be very careful that no part of the ois yud is missing. Ach, the yeshchiluk beinayim, there's a difference between the right leg and the left leg. Because the yeved, the yin tikkun, the besmali moyel tikkun, afilu betul mezuzus. The left leg, the left oikets, not leg, but the left oikets, if it's not there, even by tefillin mezuzos, you can go back and fix it. Lehavish like a sijin, and it's not going to be considered going out of order. And that's a tremendous kula, tremendous leniency, as opposed to if the right leg was not there and you already wrote the next letter by tefillin mezuzos, this will be considered going out of order and it will be possible. And so Shem, next year, we'll continue with Ois Chaf.